We're going to, in light of the fact that we have officers here, one that needs to testify who's been in court all day, and also a representative of the bar here with a case that's been continued, I'd like to move the license status review up to this time if there's no objection. License status, got it? Okay. Who's handling that? Okay. Mr. Gear and Officer Elliott. Mr. Gear, I know you were sworn this morning, correct?
Yes,
Officer Elliott, you were not sworn this morning. Solemnly swear the testimony you give be the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, except to God. Thank you, sir.
Okay, good afternoon, Mr. Commissioner and members of the commission. I'm here to represent the license status review. My name is Pat Gear, Deputy Chief of Fisheries Management. We have three cases before you today. They're all related. The first one is Jeffrey S. West. Its new conviction is for possession of unculled oysters, 12 quarts. The date of the offense was on 12/5/2017. The date of the conviction was on January 16, 2018. And the officer of record was Brian Elliott.
Mr. Gear, if we could just not to, Mr. Ware, can you come forward, please, sir? Are you representing one client here or? Okay. Which client will you be? You will. Okay. So what we would like to do is a pause. We won't go through all three. Have a pause there, and then you can represent your client appropriately after we hear the Commonwealth's case. All right, sir. Proceed.
Mr. West first appeared before the commission as a natural resource offender during the October 2015 commission meeting. The commission decided to put Mr. West on probation for a period of 2 years from October 27, 2015 through October 26, 2017, owing to the conviction of exceeding crab bushel limits. Mr. West appeared for a second time during the September 2016 commission meeting. The commission decided to revoke all of Mr. West's commission-issued licenses for a period of 1 year from September 27, 2016 through September 26, 2017, followed by a two-year probation from September 27, 2017 through September 26, 2019, owing to a conviction of two oyster violations. And these are Mr. West's 2017 and 2018 licenses and permits. And these are Mr. West's previous convictions, mostly related to oyster, shellfish, and crabs. The commission's matrix guideline for sanctions are shown in red. And the commission's guidelines for these sanctions specify that one conviction of possession of at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish while on probation within a two-year period should result in at least a one-year revocation of all commission-issued licenses. In accordance to Section 28.2.232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest to the commission to revoke all of Mr. West's commission-issued license for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, June 19, 2018 through June 18, 2019. The Code of Virginia also allows the Commission to prohibit the issuance, reissuance, and renewal of any of Mr. West's licenses during this revocation period. That's all I have.
Officer Elliott, any comment?
I can just tell you what I did that day.
Please do.
On December 5th, 2017, at 10:30, approximately 10:30 a.m., I was on routine patrol in the city of Newport News. I was at Deep Creek Marina. I was in my uniform, my MARC uniform. Approached a vessel bearing registration DA3426BX, culled one bushel of oysters, which I found 12 quarts, small oysters. Asked the captain after it was, if it was a fair call. He stated, yes, it was. All three men on board were commercial fishing that day. They were very cooperative, very respectful.
For the record, the 12 quarts, how much was that over as far as the regulation is concerned?
It was 4 quarts. There were 8 quarts over the minimum.
By virtue of the regulation?
Yes, sir.
Correct. Okay. Mr. Zedrin.
Can you tell us what a fair call means?
Coal. C-U-L-L.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
What he saw, did it appear to be fair to him? I always ask everybody I call.
When he goes into, he must obtain a bushel of oysters and a graduated bushel, okay, first and foremost. He then will take the shovel or he'll go through with the can, which is a graduated can as well, looking for either undersized or shell in there. After he's done that, what they normally do, what the practice is ask the offender or the person that he's called, do you think this is a fair cull? In order to get either, and if he says it's not a fair call, explain why it shouldn't be. Otherwise, when he goes to issue the summons, it's a fair call agreed to by both the officer and the offender.
Okay, thanks.
Further questions? Now, Mr. Ware?
Briefly, if I may.
Yes, you may. Mr. Ware?
Thank you.
If you state your name for the record, please.
Michael Ware. I'm an attorney in Yorktown.
Yes, sir.
And I'm here on behalf of Jeffrey West.
Yes, sir. Proceed, please.
I've had a good working relationship with Mr. Elliott in the past, so I don't think this is a big deal. Mr. Elliott, as you indicated, all of them were very cordial, correct?
Correct.
Did you find out who was operating the boat and who was calling that day?
Jeffrey West was actually operating the boat.
Okay.
The other two gentlemen were calling.
You sure Frank West wasn't operating the boat in Jenkins? And
yes, I'm sorry. Yes, it was Frank West. Yes, that's correct.
I don't want you to be misstated.
Yeah.
So Frank was operating the vessel. Did Jeffrey West indicate to you that he was calling appropriately that day? Or do you recall?
I don't recall.
Do you recall Frank West indicated whether he was calling appropriately that day?
I don't recall.
And how about the same for Kevin Jenkins?
I don't recall.
But
I know all three stated they were commercial. Took part in the harvesting of the oysters that day.
Okay. And these oysters weren't the norm. Well, you can do it two ways. You can put them on the freeboard and basically basket them when you get to dock, or you can basket them and stack them in the bracket when you come in.
That's correct.
Were basket.
Yes, they were.
Before they came in.
Yes, sir.
I don't have any further questions.
Thank you, Officer Elliott. Any questions of counsel?
If Commissioner, I think I'm going to use the other two in testimony.
If you want them to testify right now, who would you? You can have the seat, Officer Elliott. Who would you like to call?
I would like to call Kevin Jenkins.
Mr. Kevin Jenkins, come forward, please. Would you raise your right hand, sir? You solemnly swear a testimony you give be the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, self you God. Now you understand, sir, that you have the right as a Fifth Amendment to the Fifth Amendment not to incriminate yourself. Do you understand that? Okay. Understanding that, do you wish to testify today?
Yes.
Okay. Proceed.
Briefly, state your name for the record.
Kevin.
All right, Mr. Jenkins, who was operating the boat that day?
I was.
And who was calling that day?
Jeffrey Webbs and Frank Lewis.
How many bushels did you all harvest that day?
16.
And did you watch as the two were calling?
No.
Jeffrey West?
Very well.
Right. You know he's had difficulty with VMRC before?
Sure.
And had y'all been called before when y'all been working together?
Twice or three times, yeah.
Was the other gentleman on board?
No. He was not. He was in. He was carceral. And we gave him a job and he got out.
How long had he been working with y'all?
2 weeks.
And this was Kevin Jenkins.
Frank West,
I'm sorry.
It's hard to keep them up. I believe me.
When you get West and Jenkins and
all I got it. I got it.
So Frank had been working with you for 2 weeks?
About 2 weeks.
Okay. And so before that day, you've been working with Mr.
West.
Jeffrey West.
Since, I guess, the 1st of October, I guess we can start.
And when y'all were called before that?
We were fine.
Okay. What was the most they were fine?
Very little. I guess, like you say, we got cum, like you say, the monthly bedding wearing all of that. He could find one shell, one cuckoo, you know, nothing.
Who was the officer who was calling you those guys?
Patrick West.
And so you expected it to be no different that day?
I didn't expect it to be no different. I've been watching the boats and stuff. Like I said, I went watching those two. I've watching the boats. And keep it from being run into, but assuming that he was all right, and I told the officer that he could come himself and cook. Because I thought you were right.
You were operating the boat?
Yes.
How many boats were out there?
Maybe 40 or 50.
And that was because of the why? Did you do part of the season?
Well, a new part of our new oyster stand, yes.
Okay. So do you remember where the oyster ground was?
Ballast Marsh.
Okay. And how long did that been up there?
A couple weeks. Week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever it was. I mean, given the taking.
Was there any problem getting your limit of oyster?
No.
Plenty of oyster.
Plenty. All you want.
Any questions of the gentleman? Thank you, sir. Call your next witness.
Frank Webb.
Mr. West, will you raise your right hand to the best of your ability? Okay. Do you solemnly swear the testimony you give would be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, self you God? You also understand that you have a right to remain silent. You don't have to answer any questions before this commission at this point. Do you understand? Okay. Having been advised of that, do you wish to? Okay. Go ahead. Proceed.
You were on that vessel that day?
Yes, I was.
And what were you doing?
Cutting.
Is that all you were doing?
Yeah.
And how well of a job did you do?
Not too good. I got
the ticket. Okay. Did you purposely not call?
I thought it was big enough. I didn't use the stick like I was supposed to. From that day on, I've been gone, locked up for 7 years. I thought it was fine, but didn't use the stick like I was supposed to. My fault. I put probably 90% of jumpers in there. But we've been killed after that. But from then on, I kept the stick in my hand.
So you weren't paying close attention to that?
No.
Okay. And you told this to the court?
Yeah, I talked to the judge. I told him it was my fault and stuff. He said, thank you for your cooperation and honesty.
I don't need further questions.
Okay, you can have a seat for right now.
All right, for sure.
And Jeffrey West?
I got the witnesses mixed up in advising me that it's my fault as well, but they're kind of running together. So, raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you give be the truth, hold the truth, love the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
You realize you do not have to testify. You have the right to your Fifth Amendment. You can remain silent. Anything you say, we can listen to. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you wish to proceed?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
State your name for the commission.
Jeffrey Scott West.
All right. Mr. West, you heard the testimony of your dad, correct?
Yes, sir.
You were calling that day?
Yes, sir.
How well were you calling?
I use this stick from the time we start to the time we finish. Like I say, we've been culled twice or three times before he worked with us and everything was fine. I beat a 2x6. We got a culling table, a 2x6. I chopped a 2x6 basically in two. I chopped so much in within 2 months of culling.
Okay.
And when you were called before this gentleman was invited to work on your boat, what was the most they would find?
Nothing. I mean, we called nothing. You know, bottom of a cancel or, you know, basically nothing.
So you had no problems. And in fact, you invited the BMRC to call.
Yes, sir.
Right. Now, you've had some history and you've lost your license before.
Yeah.
So it was important for you not to have any problems with the BMRC.
Yes, sir. Like you say, I've been through this before. I would never let one day, you know, take my license for a year. I knew the hardships of it. I've been through it. The worst time I ever had in my life was the year I got my license taken from me.
And you're under oath in front of all these gentlemen and ladies.
That's fine.
And as we stand here today, you said everything you put in that basket was
legal. Yes, sir.
And you understand that the law, the way it's written, is possession. But were you paying close attention to what that other gentleman was doing?
No, sir. I worked the drugs. I catch drugs, and they got a hook on it and dump it. And like you say, the drugs hold a bushel and a half. And, you know, I cull my side. It's, you know, you cull your side of the table, I cull my side of the table. But I'm 100% sure buying the drug.
When you threw them, when you called them, what did you do with them?
We threw them out of the basket.
So, as you look back on the baskets, did you notice anything that day?
No, sir. Kevin, when we filled the basket up, Kevin comes and he takes it to the stern. And we stop at the stern and walk away to the back for room. We're on a 24-foot skiff with a big box with an air crew. So, he takes them and starts them at the stern.
And the loss of your license before was pretty devastating to your family.
Yes, sir. I'm a single father. It was hard. I seen some time.
I never had enough money to buy a kitchen.
And so there would never be any intent on the part after that lesson to uncall an oyster.
That's right.
Answer any questions the board may have.
Any questions? Mr. Zadrin?
Did all three of you go to court at one day, same time?
Yes, sir.
I noticed in the record that you pled guilty to the charge. Is that correct?
I never pled nothing. I mean, yes, it's rude.
I want to show counsel, please.
If it's the same one, it says
not guilty.
Not guilty.
Your version does say that. This is Frank West. This is Jeffrey West.
Okay, got the wrong West.
Yeah.
Okay, so for the record, the summons I have is Frank James West, and he pled guilty. Okay. All right. Because I noticed the other two pled not guilty.
Correct. The one that pled guilty today is the one that pled guilty in court that day.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions? Thank you. Mr. Ware, do you care to argue?
It's a pleasure going after the other presentation, but I think Martin would be very short and brief if you're listening to him. We handle him independently. Yes, sir, I'd like to argue.
I was going to say, that's your client, correct?
That's my client.
Not those other two?
Not those other two.
Proceed to argue.
Thank you, sir. I don't think I can say any more than what's been presented. I think we've got a gentleman here that has past history. I can explain that to him about your matrix and how it unfolds. But when he came to me initially, I mean, this was basically a broken man because he came in and said, I've done everything to try to straighten my life out with the VMRC. I've tried to go out there and make it to where I make a livelihood for my family. I called. I wore the block in two. I did everything I did. And then I bring this guy on board to try to give him a job. And this is where I find myself. He didn't even see me before he went to court because I think he had such faith in the assurances that the other guy going in and saying, this is my fault, I'll take the responsibility for it, that he didn't think he'd be before the board for a conviction. So now he finds himself after the fact for a conviction that he believed he would be exonerated from, and now he's before y'all. And I think the only thing I can say is we all know how it is with a strict liability crime. It's sometimes you in the wrong place at the wrong time, or sometimes you invite the wrong people into your life. But I think this board has the ability to take into consideration his actual mens rea or his intent. And I don't think with the record he's showing back in 2015 and before that, but we're here in 2018, and this young man has been called many a time, and as he testified and as his other partner testified, they didn't have any problems. They were doing what they were supposed to do. There was no need to cheat the system because there was plenty of oysters in this new ground that was opened up there. So I leave it in your hands. I know that, you know, it's kind of a hard thing when you've got the matrix sitting in the face. But we're bringing what we have as the truth before you and hoping that you can act in some accord to put them on a tighter probation. I know it's not something that he gets to get out of jail free card from. Just don't take his livelihood from him.
Yeah. As we discussed when I came on, this matrix is a recommendation matrix. We haven't, since I've come on, followed it to the T. It is one that basically gives us an idea of what likely should be the punishment based on the previous record or whatever. You do make a good point, though, as far as it was a little wild 2013, 2015. There's not been any problem before. The other thing that caused me just a little bit of pause, and keep in mind, we're dealing with resource violations, very serious. Is that the last month we had an individual in here that we dealt with in absentia certainly was 180 degrees from the attitude that this individual conveyed toward the officer. So, further discussion by members of the commission. Mr. Ballard?
I have a question for counsel.
Our counsel? His counsel.
His
okay,
counsel.
Go ahead. Swear.
Who was the captain again?
Actually, the captain, I got too many West involved. The captain was Kevin Jenkins.
Okay. I was just a little confused because it seemed like the captain was a third party, but then I kept hearing him referring to the actions of the boat in the first person, saying, I took a new person on, and was Kevin just driving the boat?
Kevin was piloting the boat.
Okay.
that we probably convince.
But does your client make the hiring decisions or personnel decisions of who's going to be on the boat that day? And
I believe he does.
Mr. France?
My question would be, what is the relation between the two Wests?
I don't believe there is.
No. He's just been in front of the family for a while, and he was in prison, and we give him a job.
I understand. Thank you.
Matters before the commission for action.
I'd like to make a motion.
Mr. France.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, a little bit different. Mr. Jeffrey West, from all indications, you know, since he's been back to work, has done the things that he's supposed to do. The other Mr. West has pled guilty to the charges and admitted it. It was his problem that he didn't. He was the cause of the ticket. And I would make a recommendation of 3 years probation instead of a loss of a license.
I second that.
Motion made by Mr. France for 3 years probation, second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion on the matter?
Just one. I'm tired of seeing you here. I haven't been on here that long, and I guess it's like the third time I've seen you, and I like you. You seem like a nice guy. But I really would like you to stay away from us.
Well, in all due respect, Dr. Neal, I can tell you this. As I spoke earlier today, I will not be speaking in that same tone if he violates the 3 years that I'm here. You likely will need Mr. Ware as well the next time you come in here, and I don't know how much good he's going to do you. I'm just going to let you know. Okay? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? You got a heck of a break. I expect you to use it the right way. You come back in here again, I can assure you Mr. Neal's wish will be fulfilled. Thanks. Have a good day. You too, sir. Who we have next, sir?
We have Kevin and Jenkins.
Kevin Jenkins.
The new violation is, again, I'll go through this as quickly as possible because you've heard all this already. Possession of uncalled oysters was on December 5th of 2017. The conviction is January 16th, 2018, and the officer of record is Officer Elliott. These are Mr. Jenkins' licenses and permits with 17 and 18. His previous convictions dealing with shellfish and possession of soft-shell clams in polluted waters. And the matrix showing the recommended issue of 1 year probation. And the commission guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a two-year period should result in a 1 year probation in accordance with section 282.232 of the Code of Virginia. The guidelines suggest to the commission to place Mr. Jenkins on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, June 19, 2018 through June 18, 2019. Any failure on Mr. Jenkins' part to obey any of the laws or regulations related to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 1 year probation would result in Mr. Jenkins appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Thank you. Officer Elliott, briefly, you've testified. If this is the same set of circumstances you testified to in the last, is that the case?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No further. That's all I need. Everything to say? State your name. Okay. Come before the podium, Mr. Jenkins.
Kevin Jenkins.
Yes, sir. Do you have anything you'd wish to say to the commission? Any questions? Mr. France.
Mr. Jenkins, I see in 2015 you have a possession of uncalled oysters.
Yes, sir.
2 years later, 17, possession of uncalled oysters.
Yes, sir.
Now, your mate on the boat admitted that he was probably the reason you got a ticket.
Oh,
but
yes.
As captain of the boat, you're responsible for the mate.
Oh, I know.
What do you have to say about
that?
I mean,
I can't watch Tim Cullen watch 50 other boats, too. You know, to try to keep from being run into. They've got 50-foot boats, we've got 20-foot skiffs, you know. Trying to watch the boats more than I'm watching the crew. You know what I'm saying? That way
well,
I don't get...
I think he knows what you're saying, but I don't think he's accepting what you're saying.
Well, I mean...
Two things to that. Mr. France, further?
No, sir.
Mr. Tankard.
However, he testified, your mate, that he never even bothered to use the stick. I mean, you had to observe that from the back front of the boat.
Well, like I said, I was watching the other boats and running the dredge and, like you said, and operating everything else and wanted to keep my eyes on them. And like you say, he was back to me to see the culling table. The console is here and the culling table, and he was standing back to me. Frank West was standing back to me, and Jeffrey West was standing on the other side of the table. All three were standing on one side of the boat, and my face was at his back at all times. And I've got to look over top of them to see the other boats operate.
All right. Well, thank you.
Further discussion? It's a pleasure to the commission.
Motion for 3 years probation.
Motion for 3 years probation by Mr. France. Second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. 3 years probation. Like I said, don't come back. Got it? Thank you. Next, please, sir. Yes, sir.
Next case is good. Frank J. West. Uh-huh. Same conviction of 12 quarts possession of uncalled oysters occurred on December 5th, 2017, the day of the conviction, January 16th, 2018. The officer of record was Brian Elliott. Mr. West had no licenses or permits in 2017 nor in 2018. His previous convictions were shown below. And the commission's matrix guidelines for sanctions are shown in red. And the commission's guidelines for these sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a two-year period should result in a one-year probation in accordance with Section 28.2.232 of the Code of Virginia. The guidelines suggest to the commission to place Mr. West on a probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, June 19, 2018, through June 18, 2019. Any failure on Mr. West's part to obey any of the laws or regulations related to marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. West appearing before the commission for hearing on license verification.
Thank you, sir. Officer Elliott, you've been previously sworn. Is the testimony that you provided in the first case the same as the testimony you provide in this case?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Mr. West, come forward. You've been previously sworn. Do you have anything you'd like to say? You have to come before the podium for me, please. Anything you'd like to say to the commission? Sir?
I ain't got nothing to say.
Okay. Any questions of members of the commission? Ms. Everett?
So there are no current licenses and permits. There's the CFRL in 2009. It was purchased in 2009, but if there was a guideline suggestion of probation, what would that be for, fishing privileges? Or?
The probation would be that he would be prohibited from, I guess, at this point, when you're probation.
No license. If he was eligible for a license, it would be a one-year probation. If he wasn't, it would be a two-year probation.
If he was eligible.
Mr. Ballard.
I'm just still confused on this front. So did he not have any licenses when this offense occurred either?
That's correct.
Okay.
So the bottom line is, if he gets a license, he's still on one-year probation. That's the bottom line.
Is there,
from here to there, regardless of whether he has a license or not.
Is the reason why he wasn't cited for fishing without a license?
Officer Elliott?
Possession of uncalled oysters.
Yes, sir. He doesn't need a license to cull.
Okay.
Yeah. Or captain the boat. Or drive the boat. He would not need a license.
Okay.
So this is actually a probation for a license that he doesn't have. It's a probation for activity versus if he has a license, then comes back. So. It's somewhat, when you don't have any license to begin with, the only other thing that we can do or should is incarcerate, and we don't have that ability. So we're stuck with what we have, probation, revocation, civil penalty, and that's it. So.
I have a question.
Yes, sir, Mr. France.
When someone is on probation, they can still obtain a license.
That is correct. The probation just runs with that license then. However, the probation does still run. If you set that motion, it would set from today's date through the year. You could also set a 1 year's probation from the time the license were obtained, I believe, as well, if you wanted to do that. Mr. Zedrin.
I would note for the record, this is the gentleman who pled guilty in district court to the offense. I think that's noteworthy.
It's a pleasure to the commission. Mr. Minor.
Make a motion that we approve staff recommendation.
Motion made to approve staff recommendation, and that is 1 year probation from today's date till a year from now. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second, although I will point out it's not really staff recommendation, it's the guideline.
Got it. Okay. Point taken.
Motion made and second. Everybody understand the motion? Yes. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Thank you. Good luck.